Cold War, The Next Generation. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 60 years after the Berlin airlift, the U.S. will mount the Tbilisi airlift to show its support of the Republic of Georgia.
A U.S. C-17 aircraft with humanitarian supplies is on its way. We expect Russia to honor its commitment to let in all forms of humanitarian assistance.
And you can also be pretty sure the Democrats in Congress will realize how dumb it was to oppose more offshore drilling and finally change their minds. Because what's made Russia strong is that it's got access to its own oil, and we don't. And solar-powered tanks are still a few years off. What interesting times we have inherited. Russia practicing domination by tank, China practicing domination by conformity, and the U.S. stuck in the middle. Still trying to figure out where Georgia is on the one hand, and trying to decide whether China's synchronized diving team is cute or just plain scary on the other hand. One thing, though, I think is pretty clear. This turn of events does not hurt John McCain. Between Russia's testosterone and China's cheerful, synchronized factory workers, we now face a couple of very large countries who are clearly playing for keeps and who don't accept the idea that the United States will forever be the only superpower. Barack Obama's emphasis on negotiation played pretty well when it was about smaller countries like Iran, but the idea that a stern sit-down with Vladimir Putin is somehow going to make him wet his pants? I don't think so. You remember not too long ago when Iraq and Afghanistan seemed so darned important? Who imagined that those would be the good old days? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.